This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day.
Hump day.
And this look at the celebrity trash, which is going to be fascinating, I promise. It's brought to you by Back to the Future Day. Oh. It's today because that's the day that Marty McFly goes back to, October 21st. He travels to the past, sets in motion the whole thing, and can't date his mom, you know, even though she's really into him. So weird. Anyway, you know, if we could just go back to 2019 and somehow stop the coronavirus... Although no one would believe us, you know, if you could go back 1 year and be like, listen, you got to stop all air travel in and out of Wuhan. That's where this thing is. You guys, we got to lock down. People would be like, you're insane. Lock that person up.
Toilet paper.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Toilet paper and hand sanitizer. You know, stock up. Right, you tell your family to stock up and you just warn them.
I'd like to think we'd, rather than hoard toilet paper, someone would do some good and go and either stop the exotic animal market in China or at the very least do what you said with the airline travel. Like, listen, nobody out of here.
You guys,
keep this thing contained.
You won't believe what's going to happen this year. Oh, man. If only I could remember what happened in sports, I could actually make some money. Be great. I'm gonna put some bets down.
You know what?
And then I'm gonna tell you some stuff.
I actually can't say I've seen. So how many Back to the Futures are there?
Three, I think.
I've never even finished one of them.
Oh my God! Mm. Really?
What year did that? What years was that? I must have been partying.
I want to say 84.
Yep, high school.
Yeah.
Didn't watch
85.
It at all.
Oh, 85 is the first one. Mm-hmm. I think I've only seen the first two.
85.
I've seen enough through pop culture and through references,
sure,
that I have an idea of, you know, I know the DeLorean and Christopher Lloyd and his, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, kooky hair, you know, mm-hmm, Einstein hair. I've never seen.
What's the bully's name? Biff? Is that guy's name? Anyway, so this guy, Marty McFly, he goes to the past. I can't even remember why. He just does. And then he sees like his dad and his mom. Oh, that's right. He doesn't get his dad and his mom together. George McFly is his dad. And then he goes back to the future to make sure everything worked out, I guess. I don't know. I can't really remember. I know.
So long,
I'm with you. The DeLorean and the guy with the crazy hair. So the iconic role of Marty McFly was played by Michael J. Fox. Mm-hmm. But... also auditioning for this role, long before we knew who Ben Stiller was Ben Stiller. And they have Entertainment Weekly actually put up part of his audition tape. And here is just, I mean, if you can just imagine, well, think of how different all the trajectories of these people's careers would be. Oh, here we go.
Lorraine, lately I've come to the conclusion that I don't know anything about my parents.
Hey, why are you so nervous?
Well, have you ever been, like, in a situation where, well, you know you have to act a certain way, but when you get there, you're not sure you can really go through with it?
Like when you're out on a first date with someone?
Well, sort of.
So it's just that little tiny short clip.
It's cute.
It's It's terrible, though. I mean, there's actually, to me, there's no spark there at all. Like, I mean, I don't have it to compare with Michael J. Fox's. Of course, Michael J. Fox had already been on that one, had been on that show. Is it Family
Matters? Yeah, this is the thing I know about this. So, first of all, let me read this text. Sarah and Vinny, okay. Don't know if you know, but Eric Stoltz was the original actor who was cast for Back to the Future. He actually filmed the movie, and then when it was done, they decided to go with Michael J. Fox. Did you know that?
After they already filmed the whole movie?
That's just a text. I don't know if that's true. What I had heard, though, is Michael J. Fox, obviously, because of the show you just referenced, was red hot.
Yeah.
And was still making that show. And they had to film after he finished his TV show. So the whole movie was shot around
His schedule
for the television show, sometimes in the middle of the night. So the dude was working kind of round the clock.
And then Ben Stiller, the first time I ever saw Ben Stiller, he had a show. Was that on the Fox lineup on Sunday nights or something?
No, not that soon. But he had a show. What was that? His own like sort of
It was called the Ben
show,
Stiller
right?
Show. Yeah. I think Andy Dick was on that. That's the first time we saw him. Mm-hmm. And I think. Anyway. Yeah, Ben Stiller, it's worth a look if you, he looks so young and the lighting is horrible. There's a guy who needs some lighting, but I just was like trying to imagine how different Ben Stiller's, not that Ben Stiller hasn't had a great career. And if you haven't seen, the Walter Mitty movie, you've done yourself a huge disservice. Like that is such a good movie. He's taken on some like really kooky little roles over the years, and who knows what, you know, would he be the new Tom Hanks if he'd taken that?
Was he in there Something About Mary?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that movie's
so great.
It's great. Yeah. Absolutely.
So anyway, and today is Back to the Future Day because it's October 21st. So I figured, well, why not see what could have been?
All right.
The Fast and the Furious movies, boy, those keep coming out. I mean, not this year, because nothing's coming out this year. There is one in the can and ready to go. It's F9, Fast and Furious 9.
You know, I haven't watched them all, but when they got a submarine, that's like, don't they call that jumping the shark?
I do feel like now
they've gone from cars to fast submarines.
Yeah. Well, it's so fast that it's breaking up the ice. Didn't it just surface in the ice? I think I saw the movie poster.
I never know.
Well, listen, Vinny, you know what? They feel the same way at Universal. Variety is saying that Universal's ending the franchise.
Oh, no.
But not for a while. 10 and 11 are still coming out. They haven't made those. Oh, 9 is in the can. They're going to do a 10. They're going to do an 11. And don't worry.
All right.
You're still going to get your spinoffs. So all these people that are involved currently in the show are going to go on to make other. It won't be necessarily Fast and the Furious. It's never.
Is there any news about The Rock and Vin Diesel sharing the set because they had that whole beef, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, usually when someone writes a big enough check, people just go, "All right, we'll figure this out." And actually, isn't T.I. part of the who's
yeah,
the guy?
Yeah, he was in one of them, I think, at least.
And he was yelling and screaming about everybody making their own movies off on the
side.
No,
that was not T.I. That was
Tyrese Gibson.
Tyrese Gibson.
Yeah, right.
There we go. So anyway,
and he wasn't yelling and screaming. He was crying.
Ugly crying. That's right.
Right.
It's like, so you're crying because you're not going to make.
He was crying for his daughter, he said.
No, he wasn't, though.
Some of y'all are like, oh, he got the ugly cry face. I do got the ugly cry face. I'm sorry. Oh, he's got the ugly cry face. You mother right. I look ugly when I cry because I'm crying for my baby.
The baby that, by the way, I think it baby. Didn't his ex-wife come out and say, he doesn't even see this kid. I don't know who he's talking about.
Right.
That guy. Anyway. The ninth movie has been delayed by COVID-19. There are going to be two more of them made, and Universal says the Fast and Furious movies are over, but don't worry, there'll be plenty of spinoffs. And listen, they've been out for like 20 years. They could reboot now. They could go back to the very beginning and because you know they will at some point, right? Doesn't every movie have to be remade within 20 years? Isn't that the law?
Right.
So anyway, the guy who directed the last two, Justin Lin, I'm sorry, this guy did the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth movie, plus the one that's scheduled to come out, and he is going to do the last two movies. So don't be crushed, everyone who loves Fast and Furious. There's still going to be plenty more. They say there are already some spinoffs in the works.
Oh, boy.
And it's, don't worry, it'll be fine. Vinny, there's going to be another Crocodile Dundee movie.
As you know, I love Crocodile Dundee.
I do.
I think the first one is close to perfect as movies go. It was funny.
Last time you watched
that. There's a love story. There's adventure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think he's a great, one of our great actors.
Is it better than
opinion.
Snow Dogs? Which one is better, Snow Dogs or Crocodile Dundee?
They're very different. You know, I think that the love story in Crocodile Dundee sort of makes that.
You're saying
subway,
it puts it ahead. All right.
But Snow Dogs, it's more about a young man's discovery of self and triumph over evildoers, the bad guy, and the dogs, and him triumph. And it's both stories are excellent.
Sure. So Paul Hogan, who plays Crocodile Dundee, he is doing a movie. It looks like it's going to be a Netflix thing. Let me see if I can find a date on this.
Now that's a knife.
That's not a knife. It's coming out December 11th. It is going to be in select theaters. They're saying on demand here, so I'm not sure where the on demand part of this is going to be.
That love story was so strong. They ended up married.
There we go. In real life, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this guy, Paul Hogan.
You're all right.
I'm always all right when I'm with you, Dundee. God, that sounds corny.
Because it is. Because it's
not
so
corny. It's love.
Right. Anyway, I can never tell if you're kidding about liking this movie. So
it's like country music.
I know. Like, I know he doesn't like that.
I just told you
yet,
I love it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to, and I love country music too. I've told you that a million times. I don't know why you have to look at that and try to turn it over and see if there's another side to it.
You're a mystery that never can be solved, Vinny. It's
okay.
Anyway, Paul Hogan
anyway
is making a movie called The Very Excellent Mr. Dundee. In this movie, he plays himself, retired, living in Los Angeles, and he's overshadowed by the iconic Crocodile Dundee character, Mike Dundee.
So it's his real life.
It's his real life.
Exaggerated though, it's actually kind of funny.
So, do you have the trailer ready to rock? Was there anything in there that will translate audio wise? Or
I think so. You can go ahead and stop me if you when you're tired.
All right, here we go. Vinny, take a look.
You have the most successful independent film in history.
I'm just going to say one word: hoax.
I was nominated for an Academy Award once. Couldn't have been acting. No offense.
A legend returns.
Paul Hogan.
I love him.
She loves you.
So I thought Paul Hogan was already dead.
Dead?
And he's out to prove.
We asked where the man from down under has been hiding.
You have a knife, but mine's bigger.
That's not the line.
Yes, it is.
That's not the line.
I love that right there, because that's the line that Vinny loves so much.
I know.
That's
everybody
not the line.
Loves the line. That's why it's in the movie here, because it's the classic line.
I'm a knife, but mine's bigger.
That's not the line.
Yes, it is.
That's not the line.
I've been doing this for 20 years. I think I'd know.
His legacy is more than a crock.
Anyway. Great. So he's
who wouldn't like to respond to a mugger who pulls a knife on you by saying, "That's not a knife. This is a knife. Yeah. Come on. It's epic.
Is that why you carry a machete around with you, Ben? So you can respond to a mugger?
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody loves this whole
I'm
vampire.
For my moment.
Yeah. Well, I hope it never comes. I hope you never
get too.
Mugged.
Actually, all jokes aside, I don't want to be mugged.
Knife. That's a knife.
That's a knife.
All right, that's a knife.
Perfect. That's a knife.
Come on.
Vampire films and vampire books and vampires in general. People love them, some vampires. And it looks like Jamie Foxx is getting in on this.
What?
Netflix said Jamie Foxx will be a hardworking blue-collar dad who just wants to provide a good life for his quick-witted 8-year-old daughter. He lives in the San Fernando Valley where he cleans pools. But that job is just a front for his real source of income, hunting and killing vampires. So, yay? I guess we're not done with vampires. It's called Day Shift. You know, they say it's very serious.
He's hit or miss for me.
Oh, Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
Well, listen, when he commits to something, he does it. So
yeah, I think he
can
be really good. I also think that for some reason, some things just miss me that he does. I don't know.
I'm not sure if this is a one-off movie or an actual series. It looks like it might just be a movie. Anyway, it's called Day Shift. Jamie Foxx, Vampire
He's got
Hunter.
An Academy Award, right?
He does. For Ray?
Yep. Think so.
So anyway, congratulations. And if you have Apple Plus or Apple TV Plus, that is the only place you will be able to find the Charlie Brown holiday specials. So the, you know, Great Pumpkin and the Sad Little Tree. These will only be available on Apple TV Plus.
All right.
Just to warn you, you know, if you were looking around for those, that's where they are. That's where they live now. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up?
I got a bunch of news stories that I haven't gotten to. They're all good, so I'm going to try and rifle through the most stories of all time in this next news break. Hang through these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.